It's time now for the Bible Truth Broadcast with Dr. Ron Reynolds, pastor and Bible teacher. Listen now as Dr. Reynolds teaches the eternal truths of God's Word, the Bible.
Hello, friends. Welcome to another Bible Truth Broadcast with Pastors Ron and Tim Reynolds. Listen now as they preach the eternal truths of God's Word, the Bible.
Good morning, friends. Thank you for listening this morning to the Bible Truth Broadcast. This is Pastor Tim Reynolds, and I'm excited to be with you on this wonderful Lord's Day. Before I bring this morning's message, I would like to tell you about a special singing that we have this morning at the church where I pastor, Waltonville Community Church. This morning, we're happy to have the Gospel Messengers in our 11:15 morning service. Brother Bart Southern and his sons will be with us, and they're going to take the majority of the service this morning and minister to us in song. And if you've not had the opportunity to hear the Gospel Messengers, they do a fantastic job. We've had them at our church before, and we're excited about having them this morning. So they'll be at Waltonville Community Church at 11:15 this morning. If you would like to come to our service, maybe you don't have a home church and you're looking for a church, we are located in Waltonville. We're right across from the Waltonville Cafe. Our address is 321 South Hiron Street. You can't miss us in the town of Waltonville. It's hard to get too lost there, so if you come to Waltonville, you'll see our signs, and we're just right as you enter into the town. And you'll be blessed by the service. I guarantee you, you'll enjoy the singing of Brother Bart and his sons. And so we'd like to invite you to that at 11:15 this morning. Well, the title of the message this morning is not a pleasant one to preach or to think about, but I think it's an important one for us to know because it's in the Bible. The title is The Judgment to Come. And I'm taking the text from Ecclesiastes chapter 8, beginning with verse 11. The Bible says, because sentence or judgment against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Though a sinner do evil 100 times and his days be prolonged, yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear God, which fear before him. But it shall not be well with the wicked. Neither shall he prolong his days, which are as a shadow, because he feareth not before God. Well, you know, again, it's not a pleasant topic or popular topic to preach regarding the coming judgment of God. We all prefer preaching and hearing about God's love and about more positive topics. But I think it's important once in a while that we remember that there is a judgment to come. It's kind of like a good doctor. You know, a good doctor doesn't just tell you all the good news, but occasionally he'll tell you those things that you don't really want to hear. You would hope your doctor would tell you if you had something seriously wrong. And so I believe that a pastor also has that same responsibility. Now, before we get into the message, I think it's important to define the wicked and the just, because we're going to be looking at both of these groups, the wicked and the just. What makes a person wicked? And what makes a person just? Well, the wicked, according to God, are those who are unbelievers, those who do not believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and the only way to heaven. Now, they may be morally good people. Maybe they wouldn't cheat anybody. They wouldn't lie. They wouldn't steal. But yet, to God, they are considered wicked because they have refused His Son, Jesus Christ. The other group is the just. Now, the just are those who do believe in Jesus Christ. They've trusted Christ as their personal Savior. That doesn't mean that they are more moral. They're not better people. But yet they have, by faith, received the Lord Jesus Christ. So I think it's important to understand that. The difference in the wicked and just is not in their behavior or in their morality so much as it is in their faith or the lack of faith. Let's look here in Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and see some things the Bible says. First of all, we see that the wicked have no fear of judgment. In verse 11 of our text, the Bible says, because sentence, that word means judgment, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily. You're not judged right away. You don't get sentenced just right away. Therefore, the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. See, the wicked, they think that they've got a lot of time. The person who does not receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and refuses to accept that and refuses to be born again, they think they've got all kinds of time. They look at life and say, well, I may make that decision after I get to be older. You know, when I've kind of sown my wild oats, so to speak, and after all that, I've had a lot of fun, well, then maybe I'll accept Christ. Well, the Bible says in Proverbs 27 and verse 1, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. So it's foolish for a person to say, you know, I'll wait until another time. That time may be today. But the wicked don't see it that way. And then we see that the wicked's heart is set on evil. Notice it says at the end of that verse, the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Someone has said, we don't sin to become sinners. We sin because we are sinners. See, all sin originates in the heart. The heart of man, the Bible tells us, is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? We all have sin in our heart running through our blood. And so the heart of man is set against God and is set on doing evil. We don't like to think of it that way. We like to think there's a spark of good in all of us. No, there's a spark of evil in every one of us, and sin originates in the heart of man. Listen to what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 15 and verse 16. The Bible says, and Jesus said, are ye also yet without understanding? Do not ye understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the draught? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man. See, why Jesus is saying this is the Pharisees, they were all into the outward appearance. They thought they had to wash their hands just so and do everything just right in order to please God. There's nothing that you and I can do outwardly to please God. We can't do it. Why? Because the heart is where sin originates, and that heart must be changed. The wicked don't understand that. The sin originates in the heart, and the only way the heart can be changed is through receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Well, the wicked have no fear of judgment, and then we see back in Ecclesiastes that the wicked have no fear of God. Verse 13 says, it shall not be well with the wicked because he feareth not before God. Romans chapter 3 and verse 18 says there is no fear of God before their eyes, speaking of the wicked. I think the problem is this. I think there's two possibilities. Either the wicked, and again the wicked would be unbelievers, either they do not believe that God exists, or they have a misconception of God. Either they believe he doesn't exist at all and so they refuse to receive him, or they have a misconception of God. First of all, the wicked thinks that God will acquit their sentence. If you remember back in the 1990s, the O.J. Simpson trial, one of his attorneys said, if it doesn't fit, you must acquit. That word acquit means let off the hook, so to speak. That's how many wicked people are. They think that God is up in heaven and will just let them off the hook, that God will acquit their sentence. But listen to what the minor prophet Nahum says in Nahum chapter 1 and verse 3. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power and will not at all acquit the wicked. See, God's not going to be permissive, like a permissive parent would look down and say, now, you know, I know you've been a bad boy, but I'll let you off the hook and give you another chance. No, God isn't like that. God will not acquit the wicked. I think this is true also, that the wicked think that God is only love. Now, it is true that God is love, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. God is love, but you know, God is not just a God of love that's looking down and just smiling and allowing everything to go on. God is a God of wrath and a God of vengeance. The Bible shows us God's wrath in the book of Revelation chapter 6. This takes place at the end of the great tribulation. The Bible says in Revelation 6:15, and the kings of the earth and the great men, meaning the important men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bond man, would mean every slave, every prisoner, every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. The Lamb there is speaking of Christ. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? God is a God of wrath, and one day his wrath will be poured out on humanity who has rejected him. And God is a God of vengeance. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, and verse 7, the Bible says, To you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. See, a God that is pure love and it is pure justice cannot overlook sin. Sin has to be paid for. And those who have rejected Jesus Christ, the wrath of God and the vengeance of God will one day be poured out upon them. And then we see back in our text that the wicked will not fare well at God's judgment. In verse 13, the Bible says, It shall not be well with the wicked. What will not be well? Well, God's judgment. The judgment for the wicked is coming. In Revelation chapter 20, you can read this for yourself. The Bible talks about the day coming at the great white throne judgment when all those who have rejected Christ will stand before God, and God will show them that their name has not been written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and they will be cast into the lake of fire for eternity, an eternal punishment. That's an awful thought, but they've had their opportunity. Those who reject the Lord Jesus Christ will have had their opportunity, and yet they said, no, not today, maybe another time, and they will not fare well at the judgment of God. But let me leave you with some good news, okay? The good news is this, that the just will fare well at God's judgment. Listen to verse 12 of Ecclesiastes chapter 8. The Bible says, Surely I know that it shall be well, speaking of judgment, it shall be well with them that fear God, which fear before him. Now you say, what is the difference? What's the difference in the unbeliever's judgment and the believer's judgment? Well, the difference is this. The unbeliever one day will face God's wrath and vengeance and God's judgment. The believer will not have to face God's judgment. Why? Because the Lord Jesus Christ took our judgment on the cross of Calvary. As I said before, God in his love and in his justice must pour out his wrath on sin. And Jesus Christ took our sin on the cross of Calvary, and Jesus Christ took God's wrath and God's vengeance upon him. The only begotten Son of God took our punishment for sin. Listen to what the Bible says in Romans chapter 5 and verse 8. This is a wonderful, wonderful passage. Romans 5 and verse 8 tells us, But God commendeth or demonstrated his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. See, we're not saved from God's wrath through our good works. We're not saved from wrath through our baptism, through our church membership. None of these things saves us from God's wrath. The only thing that saves a human being from the wrath of God is receiving the Lord Jesus Christ, who has already taken the wrath and vengeance of God upon himself on the cross. Romans chapter 8 and verse 1 says, There is therefore now, right now, no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Beloved, the most important decision you can make is to be in Christ Jesus, to be spared from the judgment of God. The great preacher R.G. Lee preached a famous message titled, Payday Someday. Payday's coming. Payday is coming for the wicked who have refused Jesus Christ. Their judgment is coming. It may not be right now, and they think, boy, I'm getting away with my sin and my unbelief. One day, though, payday's coming. But payday has already come for the just, because that payday took place on the cross of Calvary 2,000 years ago, and we're just simply called to receive Jesus Christ. If you've not done that, maybe you've depended on your church membership or your baptism or something else, listen, let me encourage you to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Just say, Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I know that you are the only way to heaven. Please come into my heart, forgive me of my sins, and save me. Brother, whenever you do that, you are saved from the wrath and the vengeance of Almighty God, because that judgment has already been taken for you. I pray that you've done that already. If not, let me encourage you to do that today. Don't put it off. Make sure of that today. Well, again, let me remind you that Brother Bart Southard and his sons, the Gospel Messengers, will be at our church at Waltonville Community Church at 11:15 this morning. If you do not have a home church, we invite you to come and enjoy the morning service with us. Well, I've been enjoying being with you during the month of February, and God willing, my dad, Dr. Ron Reynolds, will be on the broadcast during the month of March. And we thank all those who have been keeping my mom, Janie Reynolds, in your prayer. I mentioned earlier in the month that she has been diagnosed with multiple myeloma and is receiving treatment for that, and we do thank all of those who keep her in your prayers. Until next week, this is Pastor Tim Reynolds saying it's been a joy to be with you, and may God bless you is my prayer.
Thank you so much for tuning in the Bible Truth broadcast today. If you believe in what Pastors Ron and Tim Reynolds are preaching, please consider becoming their radio partner. Help them get the truths of God's Word to this generation. Just send any size offering to Bible Truth Broadcast, 817 Woodland Drive, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Thank you for your help. Until next Sunday, may God bless you is our prayer.
Thank you for tuning in to the Bible Truth Broadcast today. If you would like to be a Bible Truth Broadcast radio partner to help spread God's Word to Southern Illinois and the surrounding area, you may send your gift to the Bible Truth Broadcast, 817 Woodland Drive, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Thank you for listening.